This is Healing Justice, a podcast bridging conversations at the intersections of collective healing and social change. I'm your host, Kate Werning, and I am so happy to be welcoming you over the threshold of 2018 into 2019. This practice is all about casting a spell for yourself and your community in the new year. And it's a practice that Adrienne Marie Brown led us in as we were transitioning last year. And we are going to do it again. It is so worth doing at least once a year. So Adrienne Marie Brown, if you don't know her, is the author of Emergent Strategy, Shaping Change, Changing Worlds, and is the co-editor of Octavia's Brood, Science Fiction from Social Justice Movements. She's a writer, a social justice facilitator, a healer and doula, and a pleasure activist, and she lives in Detroit, Michigan. And if you haven't heard it yet, she also co-hosts a podcast with her sister Autumn called How to Survive the End of the World. We highly recommend her blog and the podcast, and both of those links are in the show notes. So many of you did this practice with us last year, and you'll hear in the recording a couple moments where Adrienne refers to 2017 to 2018. So y'all are super smart. You can transpose those years to be about 2018 into 2019. And you're going to need some paper, a writing implement, and a clear space for this practice. Adrienne will tell you a little more about that. You can spend as little as kind of 20 to 30 minutes doing this. Last year, I really enjoyed pausing after instructions and taking more time with it, and took, I think, at least a full hour. And there was really meaningful participation from our community in this practice. We had dozens of people sharing on social media pictures of the environment they created to do this practice, some of the words that came forward in their spell. And everyone was really relating to the nature of casting a spell differently. And for you, it might be full-on casting a spell. It might be setting an intention, writing a poem. You may consider it a prayer. It's less important to us exactly what you consider it to be from your own perspective, and more important to just go through this opening process and to focus your energy of what you're letting go of from this past year and moving into in the new year. So I want to share a couple things about what to do if you have your spell from last year. So if you're listening to this practice for the first time and just want to skip to writing your spell for this year, you can skip to about 17 minutes in and find the place where Adrienne's voice starts. And even if you didn't do this practice last year, you might find it interesting to hear about how you can transition your spell, and also to hear the reading of our collective spell from the last year's transition. But if you're just totally ready to go and do the practice, go ahead and skip to about 17 minutes and listen for Adrienne. See you on the other side. Okay, cool. So if you're still here, here's what's up. So if you wrote the spell with us last year, I had this question, because I have mine that was under my mattress, actually still is at the time of this recording. And I was thinking, like, well, what do I do with that now that I'm writing my spell for the new year? How do I transition it out? And so I called my friend Maya Spalter, who is the author of the new book called Enchantments, and asked Maya for some advice in what to do to transition last year's spell out. And so Maya offered a couple suggestions. One is to choose one of the elements to release the spell into. So that could be fire, air, earth, or water. And you make that choice based on the content of whatever the intention was from your spell last year. So if it was very emotional, you might choose water. If it was about drive and passion and focus, you might choose fire. If it was about grounding and was very real and tangible, you might choose earth. And if it was a lot about thoughts or ideas, you might choose air. So releasing your spell into one of these elements can look a lot of different ways. It could look like burning it. If you're going to burn the piece of paper, I recommend taking it outside and finding a lot of space and making sure you're super safe before you set it on fire. If you live in an apartment, that's something I've done in the past is use a bowl and take it into the bathtub and set it on fire in the bowl and let it burn and make sure you have a window or multiple windows open for ventilation. If you are choosing to release it to water, you may tear it up in very small pieces and let it go into water. You may release it into moving water. You may bury it in a hole if you're releasing it to earth. And I asked Maya about sort of the environmental impact because certainly we don't want to be creating a litter or damage as we set our intentions for liberation and healing. And so your choice, your comfort level on this, but she was sort of joking about magical littering, and also a couple of very tiny pieces of paper are quite biodegradable, and so not necessarily one of the bigger burdens in terms of our earth. So you can choose an element to release the spell into, or you can get creative. If you wrote it on a computer in some other way, maybe you'll read it out loud to yourself or to a partner or a friend. Maybe you'll gather with friends and read them out loud to one another and burn them together. There's all tons of ways, but make sure to really relish this moment of transition, of remembering the intentions that you had set for last year and really intentionally transitioning them out. Those intentions hold energy, and so we want to let them know that they are free to be released, that their work is complete, and that we have a chance to start again and write something new. Even if that work feels incomplete, we can rearticulate it in a new way for this new year. Yeah, and we can trust that the energetic work of our spell from last year has been working with us this whole year, and it's living in us now. So we don't need the paper anymore. So we wrote this collective spell last year based on all of the different texts that people shared. And so I want to take a moment right now to actually release our collective spell. And if you want to read along, you can find it at healingjustice.org/spell. Healingjustice.org/spell. It's really cool. It's long and it's beautiful. And that we also posted a bunch of pictures of what people's practice spaces look like when they were writing it. So you may remember if you were someone who posted on social media last year something about your spell. Some of your lines are in here somewhere, and it might be, even be hard to remember whose was whose anymore. And that's sort of the beauty also of collective intention, is that it all starts to sort of blend together, right, and become collective. So because this was written on a computer, to transition it, I am going to light a candle. So you'll hear me getting the match out. And I'm going to use this candle from the border, from the U.S.-Mexico border. It was a candle that was found in the desert in 2009 at an area where a lot of people cross. And so we're going to use this candle also to send the intention of the spell, especially to the many migrants who are awaiting justice right now, who are awaiting care and support. And send our intentions of liberation to them. So I light this candle. So we'll be releasing this collective spell with the fire of this candle. I lay down the onslaught of death as entertainment, of false expertise on the whole wide world, of unnecessary drama and all the distortions of ego. I release a simplistic and polarized view of my ancestors, internalized ableism. I lay down the burden of carrying and solving chronic illness and catastrophe alone, and let go of the drift that keeps me from myself. I release the painful burden of perfectionism. I release the capitalist impulse to work without rest and welcome a more balanced life in its stead. I renounce reach and embrace depth. I release the muscled effort that it takes to persist in a place that cannot hold me. I take forward with me the skill and art of grieving. I am burning up all of that must be let go from 2017 and filling that void with a gratitude list. I learned how to let go, how to set boundaries, and I'm learning what it means to heal. I carry forward, standing in my dignity when I'm in solidarity, creativity as birthright and big magic, sexy, creative, juicy, vital ways to channel my natural animal aggression, heart connection to individual and collective resilience of us sick and disabled folks, and that heart and movement and intuition are all vital to movement. I am no victim of life. I shape change. I know I am never alone, heard, seen, and supported by what is greater than me. I let my imperfections be known and be lessons. My weaknesses are a gift that I will offer as an invitation to others to more fully share of themselves. I choose to cherish my softness. I am in my power and dignity as a survivor, in the belief that I belong here on earth. I hold close the joyful and resilient relationships that I have co-created in this lifetime. I stand in my ease and a deep vulnerability with those who can hold me, and partnership that doesn't ask me to shrink. I sit with the truth that reflection is painful and that the pain emerging from that reflection is transformative. I focus my power and attention, generous where it's needed and lovingly boundaried elsewhere. I am closing the gap between what I can imagine and what I can create. I tap into universal forces as well as my inner resources and strength. I center a burning desire for a city and state where a leaderful movement takes shape and freedom is manifest step by step. Together, we embody the principles of connecting with God authentically, crossing boundaries, and confronting injustice. May 2018 be the year that I finally take steps away from shame and self-hate, knowing this journey will likely take a lifetime. I will be in a daily practice of 100% honesty with compassion. I also promise to be honest when I do not know the way forward and to place my trust in those who know better. I practice accepting reality checks. I will be seen in this life as I am, unapologetic, learning, and reclaiming my whole life as we become unapologetic, learning, and reclaiming our whole right to be with this planet in peace and with each other in peace. With my eyes on liberation, I practice living gloriously in imperfection. I practice dropping my tail into earth, groundedness, and place. I practice spreading my wings into a generous embrace that mobilizes endless goodness and radically includes. I embody empathy in a manner that is healing to our community, both individually and collectively, to go deep, to purge, to return, to create, to heal. In 2018, I will make peace with my genetics and cultivate coping skills as gifts for the descendants. I let go of pushing forward only to cut back, planting seeds of liberation, ending my perceived lack. I will be with elders who model right-sized power. I commit to engaging generative conflict, but ignoring drama. I move toward time that is responsible and also honoring of my own rhythm. I build a world with freedom from greed, a world where violence and isolation are unthinkable. Here's to the new that embraces the old. Here's to the healthy that holds the sick. Here's to the joy that feels the pain. Here's to the strength that supports the weak. I practice finding wealth in group energy. I practice finding strength in numbers and circles, creating interconnected nets to liberate knowledge from hierarchical systems. I release the impulse to shrink myself in reaction to the neoliberal, hypercritical discourse on the internet. I commit to confronting systems of oppression and their leaders bravely and strategically. I commit to taking bold action and risking imperfection in the service of liberation. I practice a contribution in this world that takes risks big enough to honor the powerful fire in my belly and the expansiveness of my heart. May I expand my understanding of what it means to be a co-conspirator in the liberation movements of our time. With Prince, Beyoncé, and a cerulean velociraptor as our witnesses, together we declared 2018 the year we rise up. Join me in wherever you are in blowing out the candle and releasing our collective spell, our collective intentions, our collective prayer for 2018 as we let the year go. It may be that you want to take a break here to release your spell from last year, or to just take a moment. Or you may be ready to move onward into writing and casting your spell for 2019. So you can pause the podcast or continue. But as you're ready, we are so excited to be following the instructions of the lovely and powerful Adrienne Marie Brown in setting our intentions for this year transition. Here's Adrienne.
Hello. This is Adrienne again, and I'm really excited now because I'm going to share with you a practice that I use in my healing justice work, and I use for organizational healing, I use for individual healing, and it is spell casting. And right now, we're going to generate a spell, a transition spell, for the transition between 2017 and 2018. And some people mark these times in between in a really big way, and some people don't. I find that it's really an auspicious and magical and alchemical time that we want to be really intentional around, because it's one of the ways that we mark time. So we imbue time with meaning, and we as humans have imbued this transition from one year to the next with meaning. It's a time that we say, oh, I'm letting go of what happened last year. I'm inviting in some things for this next year. A lot of people set resolutions. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. And I like to work more in the realm of spells, really saying this is a set of words that I'm going to use to generate incantation, to generate some magic for myself, to call in what I long for and to help me release what I no longer want in my life. And then I do a few things with these spells. So I will share... I want to share a little something from the book, from Emergent Strategy. There's a section of the book that is called Spells and Practices for Emergent Strategy, and it gives a little framework on why I think spells are a useful practice. So I have found that the work of cultivating personal resilience and healing from trauma, self-development, and transformation is actually a crucial way to expand what any collective body can be. We heal ourselves, and we heal in relationship. And then from that place, simultaneously, we create more space for healed communities, healed movements, healed worlds. What I offer in this book are core ways that I've tapped into my own power and wholeness, and ways that I've supported others to tap into their own wholeness and into transformation. And fractal strategy suggests that wholeness in our organizers yields wholeness in our future. So, in that spirit, casting the spells is one of the ways we say, what is it that needs to be healed in me? And what do I want to call in? And so for this practice, the things that would be great to have on hand, one is a journal, someplace that you do some writing. And, you know, you can absolutely do this on your phone or your computer or something. But I find that there is something about the activity of writing it out with your hand, using your body as much as you can in the process of creating the spell, that strengthens the spell, right? Like your energy, your body, and your presence are part of or some of the ingredients of this particular spell. You also might want to have a blank piece of paper if you're not that into tearing things out of your journal, because there's a part of the spell that includes having a piece of paper that you put somewhere. And then I think it helps to have, if you have a favorite pen or favorite pencil, something that makes you feel joyful to write with. That's also really helpful. And then a clear space in which to do this work. So you don't want to be at like a table or, you know, a space that's covered in stuff. Even if it means finding a clear space on the floor, just some clear room. Maybe you can face a blank wall, but just some room to be like, I'm not going to be distracted. It's not going to be like, oh, there's my bills all sitting right over there. just some clear space. And then if you do have tarot decks, if you work with tarot decks, then definitely feel free to bring a tarot deck into this process. I often use tarot when I'm generating spells in order to help kind of focus my energy or focus my attention. All right, so you have all those things hopefully with you, and you're ready to go. And if not, you can just pause, get those things, and then come back. Okay, so you're either back or you're already here, but here we are. So first I'm going to ask you to reflect on what 2017 has been like for you. And I want you to really write about the year overall, and really tune into, were there things in this year that felt too heavy for you to carry? Things that you tried to carry, but you just were like, this is too much, this is too heavy, I don't know if I can do it. And then, were there things in this year that you learned about yourself, about movements for healing justice, about movements for social justice, about movements for Black liberation, about how you want to be with your family, about how you want to be in your love relationships? You know, just are there things that you learned either from how things went really well or from things that felt like failures or mistakes in the moment, but lessons that you want to carry forward? So first do some reflecting on that. And that reflecting, I recommend doing some free writing if you can, like really just putting the pen to paper and letting it flow, letting it come through. Don't force it, and also don't back away from it. Sometimes the free write allows things to really get all the way forward or come all the way out. If you need more time, feel free to pause this podcast and take all the time that you need. That's one of the great things about doing practices with a podcast, is that you can choose that. So that's the first piece of writing. The second piece of writing is going to be a reflection on this present moment. And the questions I want you to ask yourself here are, how do I feel I am in my power and in my dignity in this present moment? And that could be in any and all areas of your life. How do I feel like I am in my power and in my dignity in this present moment? And the second question for this part is, where do I feel like I want to grow my power or grow my dignity in this moment? Where do I feel like I want to grow my power or grow my dignity in this moment? So where do I feel like I'm in my power and where do I want to grow it? So just take a few moments to reflect there. Where do I feel in my power and dignity? And where do I want to grow my power and dignity? Sweet. Hopefully that was generative. And again, if you need more time, feel free to pause this podcast and take the time you need and then just rejoin us. So the third little piece of writing that we're going to do here is, you may have guessed it, looking forward and reflecting on the future that you want to generate. And doing this in a fractal way. So we want to think long term and then bring that down to what we can actually practice. So what does liberation mean to you? Or answer the question, what does liberation mean to me? And you can paint with a wide brush here. What does liberation mean for you personally, but always, always we understand that there's nothing that happens for us individually that is not tied into what's happening to us collectively, to our people, to our communities, to our species. And we want to always keep that kind of layered consciousness, that there's myself and myself as a representative and myself made real and made made relevant by my relationships with other people, right? So what does liberation mean to me, thinking as a species, as a member of your species, as a member of your community? And then what can I practice in this next year to increase my liberation and the liberation of my people and species? And really thinking here of practices of honesty, practices of rigor, practices of scholarship, practices of difficult conversation, practices of transformative justice, leaning into how do I bring abolition into my heart, practices of generating strength and flexibility and longevity in the body. You know, there's lots of places where these practices can happen. So just take a moment now to write down what liberation means to you and what you can practice in order to increase your liberation and that of others. Thank you. now. And again, pause if you need more time, but hopefully that was enough time for you. And now you're going to begin to generate your spell. So you're going to really go back over what you've just written and highlight or underline or circle the phrases that really stand out to you. It's like, oh, this is actually the core piece of the thought, right? This is actually the key that I want to bring forward into my spell. And it doesn't have to be super short, but it's also not paragraphs and paragraphs. Like, you really want to be heading in the direction of a poem or heading in the direction of a spell, something that is a small set of words that you can lay down and that get to the heart of things. So you're going to go through and highlight those things, underline, circle, and start to pull them out. And once you've read through and kind of grabbed the words that you want or the key concepts that you want, you're going to arrange them to the side so that you have three stanzas of your spell. The first stanza will be what you're letting go of from the past and the lessons you're carrying forward. The second stanza will be the power that you're standing in and what you want to lean into more. And the third stanza will be with your eyes on liberation, what are you going to practice? Okay. So go ahead and circle your words, find your words. You may have started as I was speaking. And one of the ways you know you're on the right track is if you're saying things, you're like, whoa, I can't believe I'm saying that. you want to be radically honest with yourself here, because the more honest you are, the more vulnerable you are, the more of yourself that you actually put into the spell, the better it will be able to actually work for you, the more it will actually touch into the truth for you. So if you need a little bit more time there, feel free to pause and take some. But now you're basically going to pull together your spell. And what I'm going to do here is share a spell that I have generated for myself using this practice to kind of give form and also just to share with you. I want to be really vulnerable with you in this practice so that you can get a sense of what it feels like. And it's very vulnerable. So here's mine. I lay down the onslaught of death as entertainment, of false expertise on the whole wide world, of unnecessary drama, and all the distortions of ego. I take forward with me the skill and art of grieving, being unafraid of grief and of sadness, and how I know to pivot towards laughter without leaving the moment, and humility about love. I stand in my ease, a deep love of myself and my vulnerability with those who can hold me, and I lean more and more into collaboration that invites my whole self and partnership that doesn't ask me to shrink. I open my heart and let light in everywhere. I let my imperfections be known and be lessons. I will be in a daily practice of 100% honesty with compassion. I will be seen in this life as I am, unapologetic, learning and reclaiming my whole life as we become unapologetic, learning and reclaiming our whole right to be with this planet in peace and with each other in peace. So, you pull together your spell and you can offer it on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. You can speak it to loved ones. You can speak it to nature. I'm a huge fan of telling my spells to the ocean because I feel like the ocean is this interconnecting force that is really everywhere and showing up everywhere. It's like, oh, if it's not directly next to me, it's in the rain that's coming down on me. It's in the water that's flowing to me in other ways. And so I feel like, oh, putting the spell into the ocean is a way of having it come to me all the time. I also recommend with the piece of paper. So, you know, you may have been journaling this entire time, but you want to put your actual spell on that piece of blank paper or torn out paper, something that you can actually move away from your journal. And you're going to place this spell under your bed for the year. And the way this practice was taught to me is that you put the spell like literally, you know, like in your pillowcase right next to your face if you want this to be sort of powered in a very quick way or fast way. So you put the spell close to you. And if you want it to be a little bit of a slower process, you might put it between the pillow and the bed or under the sheet or under the mattress or under the box spring or down on the floor. I'm a big fan. For me, I put mine like, you know, a little lower down because as much as I am a huge advocate for change, I do like to happen as much as I can at like a reasonable pace. but that's me. You can put it wherever you want. And placing it in there with knowledge that you will come back and check on it at the end of the year, at the end of 2018, and really reflect on how did I manifest this spell? What did I learn from casting this spell? What do I need to take into the next spell? And this becomes a cycle in your life that you engage in. And the one thing I recommend to folks, if you don't have the best memory, is to actually, whatever practice you've decided to be in, to pull that part, you know, and put it up on Post-its or put it up on, you know, just any other little pieces of paper and have it around your house in places where you'll be reminded, like, oh, right, I said I was going to be in this 100% honesty practice every day. Like, have I gotten my practice in? Have I spoken to someone and gotten to really be in that in that practice for the day? So that is one of the ways that you take the spell and turn it into practices that are tangible. And I really believe that practicing is how you actually generate a capacity for something new inside your life. It's not enough to just think it. It's not enough to just talk about it. It really is like what you practice is what you are. And so it's in that spirit, right, that you want to be doing these practices. So thank you so much for sitting here with me and generating your spell. I hope it is a powerful spell and a useful spell. And I hope that you have a really blessed transition from 2017 to 2018. I don't think anything's going to necessarily slow down in the pace of the world, but I do think that we, inside of that, can drop down and be deeper and more healed and more powerful in the way that we approach our work. And starve any oppression of our attention and put it all towards our liberation. Blessings on you, blessings on your work, and blessings on your whole life. Much love, much peace. Bye.
Thank you so much to Adrienne Marie Brown for sharing that beautiful and powerful practice with us. If you choose that you would like to share your spell, you can do so by tagging us on Instagram at Healing Justice, on Twitter at HJ Podcast, and on Facebook, we're just Healing Justice Podcast. We would love to share the images of your practice space, lines from your spell, and share them as a community, just like we did last year. You can go back and read last year's spell and see some of those images at healingjustice.org/spell. Know that that spell has been completed and released, but we'll keep it there as an archive of where we've been. Thank you so much for listening with us. And if you'd like to make an offering in reciprocity for this and all of the other practices that we make available for free on this podcast, we greatly appreciate your support. The links to donate are at healingjustice.org, and you can also find them in the show notes. Thank you for being with us this year. It is a sacred and beautiful thing to cross the threshold in such uncertain times with deep community from one year to the next. Y'all's presence makes me believe in a positive vision of the future and trust that we can build it together. So may all the work that we do here on the podcast support you toward that end and bring us into connection with one another as we move toward liberation. Wishing you a sweet and deeply meaningful year transition, and talk to you next year.